The communities of Haines and Skagway recently lost several residents in a short amount of time. Haines author Heather Lendy has this commentary about dealing with the passing of longtime residents and the sudden loss of friends and neighbors in such a small community.
When a Haines Facebook friend wrote, "No more dying, okay?" I knew exactly what she meant. Recently, we've lost a lot of people for such a small place. Two well-loved elders died basically of old age. Former Southeast Fair director Harriet Jergelite and hardworking Hotel Halsingland founder Hilma White. Ed LaPerry was a grandfather, but his death following a car accident was a shock. The former sawmill owner traded in his red suspenders for what I thought of as a Rat Pack vibe when he bought the Captain's Choice Motel. Young Jeremy Haines' death was also unexpected, but he had serious health issues due to multiple handicaps, although his mind worked just fine. Once, I saw Wayne Price, Jeremy's stepfather, lift him gently out of his wheelchair during a potlatch and hold him in his arms and dance with him, swaying and stepping to an ancient Tlingit song. Some of you may think I shouldn't mention Stymie Boggs' suicide, but I'm a mother, and Stymie had one too, and my bet is that she wouldn't want him left out because of the way he died. That eccentric southern kid had a lot of friends in Haines and Skagway. Now comes word that Ed's adult daughter, who was here for his funeral, has died suddenly, and American Legion stalwart Pat Murphy's cancer has gotten the best of him. A few years back, a friend who had been sitting by the deathbed of her neighbor said that she didn't think Haines would survive that passing. The wave of grief, she said, would drown us. Then I listed a page full of people whose deaths had left their close friends and family bereft and had changed this town forever. That's life and death, and you can't have one without the other. It is odd that the only thing we know for sure is that we will die, yet each time it happens, even when the person is very old or terminally ill, death surprises us. I wish it wasn't so final, that dead friends and family members stayed around a day or two to tie up loose ends. I have been missing people I didn't get to properly say goodbye to for years. I read that when the Twin Towers were on fire and the hijacked jets were hurtling toward sure crashes, the last words cried into all those cell phones were virtually the same: "I love you." In the beginning, love creates us, and in the end, love is all we know. The priest at my mother's funeral said death should shake us up. Each death, he said, should encourage us to better live the life we are lucky enough to still have. I know that's true. I just wish there were an easier way to learn it. Don't you?
Commentator Heather Lendy lives in Haines.